CliffCentral.com.
Oh, guys.
Yeah, what? Oh. What? You got, it sounds like you've got a revelation.
Okay, well, it's sort of just... Ben just reminded me when he speaks about I have this guy's number. So, you know, every morning I come in here, and especially at around 6:45 in the morning.
5:45.
No, 6:45, I tried to give you some inspiration.
Oh, sorry. I just thought you meant when you arrive here.
No.
Buddy's been tired of your story already. She's trying to finish her sentence.
No. Two lines into the story, she's got it. I try to give you some inspiration. I give you these words of wisdom, like, go out there and do it, and it is possible.
Right.
And so last night I decided to, you know, follow my own advice. Do you remember the Limpopo guy from my complex?
Yes. Limpopo.
The one, wait, is this the one who prays at 3 in the morning loudly?
No. So this is the guy who somehow, found my name, even though we never speak, and he followed me on Instagram. He was liking all my pictures.
Okay.
And he's kind of cute.
Yeah.
He lives on the second floor. But for, the longest of time, it was going on, and we just only said hi to each other. And I thought, you know, last night, God damn it, let's just do something about it.
Right.
You know? And this is after, by the way, tons of tequila. So this
was
stupid decision because I was, you know, having a mini dinner party. So I went over there drunk as ever. But you know, when you are so drunk, you think this is such a great decision.
Mm.
And I am so hot right now. Have you ever gone and approached someone in a club thinking you're the hottest thing in the world?
Yeah.
But really you're such a slob.
Yeah.
So actually I stumbled up the stairs and I banged on his door.
Uh-oh.
Ed.
You were wearing pants, though. Huh?
Oh, they basically weren't pants because they were the shortest little things in the world.
Oh, shit, really? In your Daisy Dukes.
They really were.
He was wearing Daisy Dukes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Nasty.
So, because I had some people over, I thought that's my in. I should start saying, I'm sorry. Are we too loud for you downstairs?
Oh,
good move. So even in your drunkenness, there was a plan.
There was a strategy.
Okay. Although, I mean, who asks if they're making too much noise?
I stumbled into... He opens the door, and without any invitation, I stumbled into his place.
Oh.
Hi, I'm sorry. Don't know if you know me. I'm from downstairs. I think we're too loud. He goes no, really, it's fine. And I go, okay. And we just awkwardly stare into each other's eyes. And I think, oh, no, can't do this anymore. And I go, okay, cool, it's fine, goodbye. And I go back to my place. And I go, no, but see, you're onto a good thing here. You know, something could have happened.
How about you come back and make it a bit louder?
Well, no. I then took our bottle of tequila, got 2 shot glasses, and I went, stumbled back upstairs. I banged on his door and I said, listen, so since you really... Do you think this is fine? Here,
boy.
Have a drink.
And this poor guy's girlfriend can't work out why this guy keeps coming in.
He's now trying.
By the way, is he as good looking at this point as you've always anticipated he would be?
See, he's about 17 drinks in. So he's better looking. Could have walked into Susan Boyle if he'd speak key.
I mean, this guy is basically like a supermodel at this stage.
Really, he is so tall.
Yeah.
Big shoulders.
Yeah. He's actually topless and he's oiled up.
Yeah. Right.
That's what he looks like to you.
On what he was wearing, which kind of turned me off, he was wearing...
Dukes and you're judging him?
No. Here's the thing. He was wearing pajamas.
Well, it's 12 o'clock at night.
No, but I mean, shorts as well. These little summery shorts. And then... to top it all off, a t-shirt that says something along the lines of, never forget to dream or sweet dreams.
But that's so you. You would wear that.
Yeah, but I would wear that. I don't
it's not like he's taking advantage of himself, though, Gareth.
No. I don't want my guy wearing that. So then, he...
Was this actually an apartment or just a mirror? Did you walk into the mirror in your bedroom?
No. So offered him some tequila. We actually had a great conversation.
Yes.
And, you know, he seems like a very good guy. I was like, you know, listen, feel free to stop by.
Do you get any interest there? Do you signal, do you pick up any,
There was a bit of that. And especially after I forced myself onto him as I was leaving for the second time.
Oh. What do you mean forced yourself onto him?
Because he's so tall, I just wrapped my arms around his neck.
Wow. So Roger.
Okay, goodbye. But then, guys, he reciprocated by putting his hands on the small of my back. See? So there was a vibe there.
See, I mean, you're basically in there, really.
And then we when I felt like, oh, okay, piqued my interest enough, I'm over this. I was like, okay, cool, bye. And then I left. So let's see what happens, folks.
Yeah, let's see what happens this weekend.
Like, this is juicy now.
Yeah,
nasty hole.
I reckon the cops are going to show up and say, I'm sorry, we've had a complaint. There's been some sexual harassment in the building.
Did I Kevin Spacey him?
You Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
you,
no,
basically
no.
You basically, you kind of self Kevin Spacey'd.
Oh, no. Well, it was a vibe.
See, everyone's got a thing.
It was a long time coming. Yeah. I took the chance. I said, why not? So it's happened.
Okay.
Poor Limpopo is going to go back home for the weekend.
He can Limpopo me. he can limp my popo. Okay.
So you made the first move.
Just
now
you for it in.
Now we wait and see how he reciprocates.
Yeah. Because I thought, if worst case scenario, I can always just sneak back into my complex every day because I'm on the second floor, but he has to walk past my door all the time, so it's fine. I don't care.
Just put up little notes on the door every other day.
I'll keep the door open, just stand there.
Yeah, just stand
in the doorway.
Yeah.
Why don't you just put up pictures of arrows from his door to yours?
or just leave it.
If it gets lost,
just leave your Daisy Dukes on like the front doorstep. Just there.
My word.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine this poor guy?
Someone stole my doormat, so I've put my pants there.
CliffCentral.com.